Alia, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Alia, can you give us a clear sense of who exactly will be affected by these changes?
Sure. Look, the changes will affect a wide cross-section of Australians who wish to support family members to join them here in Australia. For a number of years, there has been a financial assurity requirement as part of a number of family reunion visas, but the government has very quietly changed the quantity of money that the guarantor needs to put up in order to successfully sponsor a family member. In some cases, that amount of money has doubled. So, for example, a couple, a married couple or a de facto couple in Australia wish to act as guarantors for perhaps one of their parents, they need to be earning, under the new laws, a combined income of $115,000 a year, whereas previously they only required a combined income of $45,000 approximately. So the changes are significant, and it's going to really put family reunion out of the reach of ordinary Australians.
Right. So you say it's putting it out of the reach of ordinary Australians. Do you think at least part of it's reasonable, or is it strictly prohibitive?
Well, for example, a single person who would need to be the guarantor for a family member would need to earn now $86,000. Rather than the previous $45,000. But in addition to the earning capacity that one needs to prove, the amount of money that families need to have as security in the bank has also increased. So the pressure on, you know, ordinary working Australians who wish to be reunited generally with their elderly parents, but perhaps with other family members also, is really quite significant. Now, we know the research shows the positive benefits of family reunion migration. So there was a report released yesterday that indicates that family migrants in from any 1 year's intake have contributed $1.6 billion to the Australian economy. So if there's a concern that you know, these new migrants will not be contributing to the Australian economy or will be a liability in terms of the social security system, the evidence that's put out by the government's own department, you know, speaks directly counter to that.
Right. And do you think we'll see a decline in the number of migrants because their families simply can't afford to be the assurer under the new rules?
Well, anecdotally, there's already a tremendous amount of fear, uncertainty and distress amongst a number of communities who have individuals who wish to reunite with family members because, yeah, it is being put out of their reach. We know that many migrants in Australia, because their overseas qualifications are not recognised often, because of other barriers or obstacles that they might face, find themselves in low-paying, unsustainable employment, which doesn't allow them to earn the required amount that the government's demanding they earn in order to be able to reunite with their families. So they're being punished for their disadvantage, basically. And the message really is that family reunion is only going to be something that wealthy migrants or, you know, the families of wealthy Australian families of migrants will be able to consider, that ordinary working Australians will no longer be able to reunite with their overseas family members because the financial burden will just be too great.
That does sound very difficult. If you're just joining us on The Daily, we're speaking with Dr. Alia Imtiaz, The Director of Policy at the Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia, about recent changes to the Assurance of Support Scheme and the impact this will have on families of new migrants and the social and economic implications on the wider Australian community. Now, Dr. Alia, obviously there's going to be huge financial impacts on Australians wanting to support family members to migrate here. What social costs do you think we can expect to see?
Well, we know that family reunion migration has enormous social benefit for communities in terms of providing new migrants, particularly young migrants, with networks and emotional support, particularly for young families. The family reunion migration policy has traditionally provided families, young families, with the opportunity to bring out their parents or other adult members who can assist them with child rearing. So we know the social benefits of children being connected with their grandparents. So there will be many Australian-born or new Australian children who will not have the opportunity to connect deeply with their grandparents because their parents will simply not be financially capable of bringing their parents to Australia so that they can spend time with their grandchildren. So there will be an increase in social isolation. We know that the mental health of migrants and migrant communities is affected by negative changes to migration legislation. So we are concerned that this will place families under pressure on all levels, not just financially, but also in terms of, their emotional and mental health.
Right. Well, that's some pretty sad things to hear. We really want to keep our migrant families together. Dr. Alia, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Not a problem. You're most welcome.
Thank you for talking about these really important changes. Like, it's such a shame to hear, isn't it?
It really is very disturbing. Hopefully the government will look at their own research and realise that the huge benefit that, family reunion and other kinds of migration brings to the Australian economy and also to our community in general, and will decide to wind back the changes.
And it's a bit bizarre, as you said before, a joint Treasury and Home Affairs analyst released yesterday, they're highlighting the economic benefits of migrants on our GDP. It's just a bit bizarre, isn't it?
Well, their own evidence speaks directly counter to the rhetoric around, migrants becoming a burden on the social security system. The overall contribution of Australia's migrants in 1 year was $7 billion in tax contributions. So, that's a huge economic contribution without even taking into consideration the social and community benefits of migration. So we know that family reunion enhances successful settlement of migrant communities. But it also, all the evidence points very clearly to it driving economic prosperity.
Right, yeah, no, it's some pretty shocking changes. Well, Dr. Alia, thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome. Thanks, Nathaniel.